I want to turn back to that issue we were talking about at the top of the programme. The concerns that are there about access to social media, and particularly the story in the Ireland edition of the Times today, Social Media Harms Mental Health, is its headline. Facebook conceding that social media can harm mental health. We're joined on the line by Mally Coyne, a clinical psychologist and lecturer in NUI Galway. Mally, should we be concerned about this? Do you think social media can damage our mental health?
I think it's a really complex picture, actually.
Yeah.
I think it's good that Facebook are noting that, you know, there may be some negative effects. But I think it can be both positive and negative for children and teenagers, and it really depends on many factors. Like, you know, it can very much depend on the personality of the person who's using it, the type of social media they use,
okay,
their social surroundings, the context in which they use it.
Okay,
the amount.
Let's break it down.
Yeah.
The good stuff, as far as you're concerned.
Well, the good stuff, I mean, and this is probably what the Instagram and Facebook and all of the apps are actually promoting, and they kind of look at that very much more so. But the good stuff would be, you know, it can encourage links with other peers. I mean, this is teenagers and adults, you know, it can encourage. And also, like, we live in a digital age, so it's really important for children to be, you know, savvy with social media and with technology,
yeah,
generally.
Course,
so
course.
That can be a really good way of connecting you to other people.
The bad stuff, I presume, is there's just no escape nowadays. Like when you went home, Paul was making this point earlier on, when we were kids and you went home, you shut the door and you kind of left the world behind you. You don't do that anymore.
Yeah, and like from my own clinical experience of working with teenagers, I find that it really can impact on sleep because, you know, if they have access to smartphones, you know, until whatever time at night, then, you know, it can really affect their sleep. But I think rather than parents just say to their kids, don't do that and, you know, give up your phone and that's it, I think parents should be digital mentors, which is to encourage kids to use technology to an extent. And I'm really, when I say that, I'm talking about particular ages. I'm not talking about really young ages. And then parents should be familiarize themselves with the apps that their kids use.
Okay.
And then, you know, teach them and help them to use it appropriately, because the open relationship with your child is the single most important determinant in how it's going to impact on them or not.
Is it more important than saying to them at 10 o'clock at night, sorry, give me your phone, you're not taking it up to your bedroom?
I think there should be rules in place. I think, you know, parents should set rules in place in your household. But I certainly think that, you know, an 8 or 9 year old with a smartphone, I personally believe that that's too young for them to have access to. You know, they can Google absolutely anything and there could be bullying going on and all of that. I just think, you know, to limit, you know, if your 8 or 9 year old needs access to a phone to contact somebody, that's fine. If they need access to the internet, you know, they can have a computer.
No, sound advice.
At home. But I just, and then for teenagers, it's harder to restrict it, but to have kind of rules in place about how they're going to use it.
Okay.
And if they're giving up their phone, perhaps the whole family should put their phone into a little
Not a bad idea. Just before you go, very briefly, Mal, because we are out of time.
Yeah.
Is there a danger, and look, this sounds like a question from a middle-aged presenter, which of course
I'm middle-aged too.
Yeah, is there a danger that kids nowadays live in a virtual world instead of a real world?
I think there's a danger that we all live like that. You know, I think it can affect kids even more so than us because their brains are developing. But I think as long as parents are aware of what their kids are doing, are setting appropriate boundaries and are talking to them, that is the single most important thing, you know, even no matter what age we live in. But definitely there are more challenges with the amount of pressures nowadays, yes.
Okay, sound advice there. Mally Coyne, clinical psychologist and lecturer in NUI Galway.